All right, update on the injury report. Wesley Woodyard did not participate, neck. Robert Ayers did not participate, shoulder. Chris Harris did not participate, concussion. Everybody else participated full, rather than go through the whole slew. If you have any direct questions, I'll answer those.
Through this process, has Champ been kind of chomping at the bit with you guys to get back, or is he, you know, being as long around as long as he has, he's handling pretty professionally, but you know he wants to get out there?
I mean, I don't think there's any question ever with a player about want to. I mean, they all want to be out there. It's just whether they're able or capable of it. And, you know, with Champ, obviously, we've been smart. Medical people have done a fantastic job. You know, he had a very, very good workout today.
He was full today, just to be clear?
Yes.
You were in the you were not here, but you're a student of the game. You've been in the game, the Broncos Super Bowl against Green Bay. When Green Bay stood aside and let Terrell Davis score, did that kind of thing enter into your head on Sunday?
Most definitely. You know, I mean, we spend our weeks, you know, going over scenarios and situations, and it was something that, you know, we discussed, talked about, was communicated to the huddle. We were well aware that could be a possibility. It, you know, it ended up being what we call a first down fall down, and the situation is, you know, is when it's third and 1.5, that's harder than if it's third and 8 and you bust a run to fall down. So similar scenario, we wanted to make sure that, you know, our possession was the last possession of the game, and our guys executed it well.
Do you remember seeing that?
Oh, yeah.
Super Bowl?
Yeah,
I've
seen it.
What was your reaction to it at the time? Do you think they did the right thing?
Well, I mean, if just in this business, what I have found is if you don't win the game, it's never the right thing.
Such a fine point, though, just because there wasn't that much room between the goal line and where he had to fall. I mean, were you, even though you coached, were you impressed with how well?
Yes. Was complimented everybody involved.
I think a lot of people have already put a win in the win column for this game. As a coach, how do you guard against maybe getting caught looking ahead?
Well, I mean, I think you're in this long enough, whether you're a player or a coach, and we've got enough veteran leadership in there that understands that, you know, we don't look at records. We don't look at point spreads. You know, again, I've been on both sides of that. In fact, in 98, we had a 13-0 Denver Bronco team that was 15-point favorites coming into Giant Stadium, and they left it, you know, with a loss. So this team has beaten us. I think 4 out of the last 5 times we played, the last 3 in a row. You know, so there's nobody here taking anybody lightly. I mean, this is pro football, and everybody gets paid, and everybody has pride in what they put out there on the field. And we don't expect the Jacksonville Jaguars, I can assure you, are not taking that approach.
When you watch the film, how much does their offensive capability increase because they have Justin Blackmon back?
Well, I think, yeah, a lot. I mean, he's an impact player. You know, Schwartz is their leading receiver. They've got athleticism at the tight end position, running back position. And they've done that through a lot of injuries. You know, I mean, they had another major injury last week with Jokel going out at left tackle. So I think Gus Bradley's done a terrific job. I know they're going to get sick and tired of hearing the same things I'm getting sick and tired of hearing. So we know we'll get a feisty group come here, and we better show up.
What do you think of MJD at this point in his career?
Very good. You know, he's stout. He's very heavy-legged. He breaks tackles. He's not an easy guy to get down for one guy. So you better play swarming defense against him.
What does Jacksonville do best?
Well, I think they're a young team. It's had a lot of injuries. You know, they competed. I've seen them get better every week. It's a feisty group that, you know, plays with a lot of excitement. I know defensively they pursue as good as anybody we've played to date. I think in the red area statistically they're maybe as high in that category as anybody we've played to date. So I see a good young football team that plays very hard for their head coach, and don't expect anything different coming in here Sunday.
John, the way Noshon's playing, is that growth in the mental aspect of the game?
Well, I think it's just maturity. You know, I think, you know, hopefully we all get better the more we do it. And in his case, that's definitely been the case. And he's done a terrific job.